us constantly look at things in a different way.
The Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast was created by two physical therapists out of the desire to learn more about the different educational roles in physical therapy and healthcare, and how healthcare education works by talking with educational leaders and people with different perspectives within physical therapy and across interdisciplinary lines on how education can be improved to disrupt the status quo of healthcare education. This is our journey, and thanks for listening. Are you a third-year physical therapy student that excels on tests when you have study guides, checklists, and deadlines? With all of the information available about how to prepare for the NPTE, it's easy to get disorganized and not feel prepared going into the big day. NPTE Prep Success is an online course that provides PT students easy-to-use study guides and step-by-step guidance through the NPTE preparation. To learn more, visit kylericeprep.com. Thank you again all for your continued support. And now for the show.
Thanks for tuning in to the HET podcast this week. And this is Brandon Pollan speaking. Now, instead of releasing a formal interview this week, we wanted to do a special episode in honor of the recent physical therapy and physical therapy assistant graduates across the country. As this episode, we actually had some very special guests send us their ultimate message that they wanted to share with all the DPT and PTA graduates as they start their careers for a special commencement episode. Now, truthfully, we did not come up with this creative idea, as we have Will Boyd and Nick Brashanti of the Nobody's Podcast to thank for all that they do. And for this idea, they were actually the original creators of it, as they recorded an awesome episode very similarly back in December 2016. I highly recommend that students listen to this episode as well, which is attached in the show notes for your guys' convenience. Now, of course, starting off this is Dr. Ben Fung, who actually is an incredible individual, leader, and contributor to the profession, and actually was the one who introduced F. Scott and I 2 years ago to create the HET podcast. So we're incredibly grateful for Ben and everything he's done. Now, without further ado, here is the HET podcast 2019 DPT PTA commencement address.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Ben Fung, physical therapist, COO of UpDoc, CFO of Recharge, co-founder to both, your colleague, and very honored and privileged contributor to this commencement. Thank you for having me. So when I was asked to contribute, I thought back on my own commencement, my own journey in becoming a physical therapist, and I wanted to impart some advice. Well, one would be the very best career advice I have ever received, followed by a couple quick lessons and a closing thought. But before we get to all that, a story. Ages ago, and I mean ages ago, which is fun yet a little bit concerning to say, I was a new grad in acute care. And I came across a situation where I felt compelled to fight for and advocate for a patient's circumstance that wasn't entirely consistent with the given medical diagnoses, with the given radiographic interpretations. It just didn't match what I felt that my gut, and more importantly, my training was consistent with. At the very least, when I learned it in school, it was PICA and ICA, PICA being posterior inferior cerebellar artery stroke, and ICA with the starting with the letter A, being a stroke of the anterior inferior cerebellar artery, but the A or ah sound meant that you had hearing loss. At least that was the, quote, textbook descriptions. And it always stuck with me for whatever reason. And this came back to serve very well in this particular situation where a patient was demonstrating Horner syndrome and very, for lack of better terms, wacky vestibular presentations. Now, for for the neuro clinicians out there, you know, it's always wacky. However, it's a little even wackier when you have all these things speaking out, saying one thing, when what you see in front of your eyes is saying something completely different. And through a series of communiques with the hospitalist, with several neurologists, including the chief neurologist, and even with a sidebar with radiology, I was able to coax the team into another MRI, which then indeed showed this PICA stroke. Long story short, we had a happy ending. This patient, which was otherwise going to just be discharged home, which wasn't even home, they were out of state, was able to experience a course of care in inpatient neuro rehab was able to go home, do outpatient neuro, and then whiles later, the family actually took my family out to dinner in Little Italy in San Diego. The reason I'm sharing this story with you isn't necessarily to tout how awesome of a new grad I was. No. Really, if anything, I was your average new grad. But if an average new grad can catch this, what it really says, what it really means, is that this is an awesome testament to our researchers and our educators who have brought up this Doctor of Physical Therapy degree to this next level and to levels beyond. And this leads to the very best career advice I've ever received. I was frustrated, still in that same new grad circumstance, and I sought the advice and mentorship of my hospital CEO, who was a very accomplished health system administrator. And him, being the wonderfully authentic and transparent communicator that he is, allowed me to vent my frustrations. And then he very calmly looked at me and said, "Ben, you're a doctor. Be more. Be more." And I remember thinking in the moment, I was offended. I mean, what do you mean be more? I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor of physical therapy. I have the highest clinical degree for a clinical provider in my position. What else do you want from me? That was my thought, my immature thoughts at the time. But then thinking on it further, I realized his wisdom. He didn't mean to be more in what I already was. He wanted me to be more outside of the parameters already prescribed for me. See, I was stuck in this box. I was stuck in this path, you know, coloring between the lines. What he was challenging me to be was to be more than a clinician, to be more than my degree, to be more than the billable attributes of my license. He wanted me to be a consummate professional that made a lasting difference, a lasting impact in the lives of others. He told me to be more. Now, that has led my path down another graduate degree in business school and then starting two companies. And that's not to say that that's what you should do. Rather, it brings me to the first lesson. The first lesson I learned from being more is that many times in life, you must pave your own path. For me, it was that. I tried the MBA, I tried corporate healthcare, and for myself, I found myself back in that same box. And that box wasn't good enough for me. And quite honestly, it was a disservice to everything and everyone that has brought me to this point, or at least to that point prior. But now I feel very much that I'm fulfilling the full potential of everything that I am, which leads me to the next lesson. Timing is everything. It wasn't the right time for me to start two companies and co-found two companies way back when as a new grad. It wasn't the right time for me to be in, you know, a formal corporate hospital or health system environment in a management position back then. Now, while I tried it and did fairly well in a corporate structure later on, it still demonstrated that it wasn't necessarily the right fit, which leads to lesson number three. Be sure that you do your very best to pursue a career path that aligns with the goals of your lifestyle, whatever that might be. If you make or you wrap your career around the goals of your life, it's no longer work. It's just part of life. And it's fun. That's the key there. And that was the key for me in fighting for that one patient, which I had a feeling had a pica stroke that didn't necessarily align with all the other metrics and measures and interpretations and diagnostics. It was fun for me to fight for that patient and their family. It was fun for me to tickle the brain a little bit and remember some of these things from graduate school, from getting the DPT and from learning neuro rehab. It was fun for me because it was purposeful. Because that purpose, that drive there in being a clinical provider matched my passion, which I feel is a universal passion in the practice of physical therapy. I strongly encourage all of you to consider this. The reason I share this acute care story while I was a new grad so often, almost as often as I can, isn't because I was some superstar that discovered this stroke and fought for it. No, the reason I share it is because of what this patient's wife told me at that dinner ages later. Is she is absolutely convinced that because of my advocacy for her husband, that I saved his life. and his livelihood, something she distinguished. And it dawned upon me all that time later, with our dinner together, with our families, just spending time together, that that was a point, an opportunity, while someone was under my care, that I was personally making a difference in their lives and in the lives of their loved ones. And there are many ways to do this in the practice of physical therapy. Many ways, clinically, professionally, in research, in advocacy, in business, interpersonally. Whatever you do, whatever you are, I challenge you to do this, to dedicate yourself daily to being a difference maker. I challenge you that if there is one thing we are ever so well positioned in being physical therapists, it is that of being a difference maker, of leaving a lasting positive impact in the lives of others. And I would even go so far to say that especially in today's environment of healthcare, we need even more of you to bring your ideas, your innovative thought, to find measures and methods that are outside the box, that in fact ditch the box entirely. That is how we will, as a profession, change society for the better. So with that, I fully anticipate that all of you will experience many, many, many iterations of this type of story many times over. You are, in fact, the best of the best. If I remember correctly, it was at my own commencement that someone shared, getting a clinical doctorate means that you are at the top 0.5% of academic achievement. So it is now my turn to tell you to go be more. Be more tomorrow than who you are today. And most importantly, be a difference maker in the lives of others.
Thanks to Dr. Ben Fung for sharing his awesome wisdom and stories, as there are some great points in his message. Now, up next, we have the lovely ladies from Entropy Physiotherapy, who are two incredible clinicians. Without further ado, I present Sandy Hilton and Sarah Haag.
Hey, this is Sarah and Sandy from Entropy Physiotherapy and Wellness. We just wanted to say congratulations to all the new grads.
Well done.
And we were asked to give a little bit of advice. I think the thing I wish I would have known when I graduated is that, honestly, the learning is just starting. Learning is just starting, and a lot of the things you learned in school are going to change, and that's okay. So embrace the discussions, embrace the learning, and just keep trying to be less wrong.
It's fun when you find out that things that you've took an awful lot of time to learn have evolved. And it's okay to let go of some of those things you spend an awful lot of money learning to go, oh, well, now I know that, and I can move from there to be even better at what you do. So keep the excitement about learning and don't get too stuck on the reasons why we do what we do, because they'll change.
Absolutely. So good luck. If you need anything, let us know.
Yeah, and have fun.
And have a lot of fun. All right, good luck.
Thanks to Sandy and Sarah for such insightful advice and for all that they do for the profession through their continuing education company, research translation, and so much more. Now, of course, up next, we have an upcoming leader in the profession who, in my opinion, represents someone with a palpable and strong passion for positive change in our education system and clinical practice. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Dr. Zach Gabor from the Level Up Initiative.
All right, you did it. You just finished the marathon and you should be extremely proud of yourselves. I remember graduating like it was yesterday. I was ready to take on the world and solve healthcare, but I couldn't help but feel an overwhelming sense of angst. I felt like I needed to have it all figured out yesterday. Yet, I was so overwhelmed with the amount I needed to learn and master. And was I really going to be able to help all the people I thought I could? And what if I didn't get that residency I'd been dreaming about all of PT school? Would I still be able to have the opportunities that others will have? Well, I can tell you one thing. As I sit here speaking to you right now, I couldn't have imagined being where I'm at, but it truly started with this advice, and here's what I can offer to you. Take a deep breath and pause for a second. You are not supposed to have it all figured out. All you can do is enjoy the process and control the controllables. Here are a few controllables that are within your power and can make a huge difference. Show up every day with a great attitude. This costs you nothing. Be enthusiastic to learn as well as to be humbled. Surround yourself with a network of colleagues that will push you and not allow you to be complacent. These two controllables should fuel tremendous growth. And lastly, from a clinical perspective, before feeling like you need to master every clinical skill under the sun, here is a huge gem. Focus on how you go about creating meaningful relationships with your patients. Take the time to truly listen, because oftentimes, this will reveal some of the most insight on creating a successful plan of care. If you do these things, I feel confident you will look back in a few years and be pretty pumped with where you are at. Now go out there and crush it.
Thanks, Zach, for all that you do. And up next, we have his fellow co-founder of the Level Up Initiative, who, like Zach, has been instrumental in helping to change the PT landscape, as we now present Dr. Stephanie Allen.
Navigating those first few years out of PT school is really tough, in a lot of ways. We graduate as generalists, yet feel this pressure to know exactly what we are doing with all different patient presentations and diagnoses. On top of that, I think there's the ever-increasing presence of social media, which absolutely can add value, but with which also comes its own pressures and distractions. So, let me step in and say what I wish someone had told me when I was feeling overwhelmed. One, you do not need to have it all figured out. This goes for all those tough patient cases, as well as your career goals and plans. With an unwavering drive to learn, it's gonna come. This doesn't mean sit back and let the world teach you. You still need to seek out learning opportunities all around you, but it does mean give yourself a break once in a while. Two, start right away getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And once you are, try to put yourself in positions outside of your comfort zone and where you will be challenged. You'll be pretty amazed at the growth that happens in these situations. Three, develop an amicable relationship with failure. Start to look at failure as an opportunity for growth, not as something that dictates the type of person or clinician you are. Failure allows us to know better and to do better from there. And lastly, build your network before you build your platform. It is great to have a presence on social media that will allow you to reach and hopefully help more people. Absolutely. But that is not where you start. Focus more on surrounding yourself with others who will challenge you and support you versus spending a ton of time building a brand. Your reach and your brand will speak for itself once you have developed genuine, authentic relationships with others. I hope this was helpful for you guys and it fires you up in a good way. Get out there and crush it.
Thank you, Stephanie, for the powerful words as always. And up next, we have the CEO of the American Physical Therapy Association, Dr. Justin Moore.
Hello, I'm Justin Moore, CEO of the American Physical Therapy Association. Congratulations on a great choice in your career and a wonderful accomplishment on your graduation from your PT program. Welcome to the physical therapy profession. APTA looks forward to partnering with you over your career to make a difference in your patients' lives and the health of your community. As you begin your career in making a difference as a physical therapist, I have three pieces of advice. First, embrace the gray. Just as you learned the gray matter of the brain's role in function and performance, how you embrace the ambiguity of patient care and your career path will determine your impact and your influence. Life is learning at its best, not an instructional guide with defined steps for success. So explore, engage, and continue your education as a professional. Embrace the gray ahead. Second, break some ground rules. This profession is evolving, and we have great potential as we head into our next century. We need excellent clinicians, and I'm sure many of you will be just that, but also consider applying your unique potential in new and undiscovered ways. PTs can continue to find new roles and areas of impact. Don't confine your career options to others' notions of what a physical therapist is. Blaze new trails, break the rules on what a PT can be. Third, grow with us. APTA is your community and professional home. Don't settle in your career life without us. Engage, shape, and grow with your colleagues. We want this to be yours, and we want to maximize the return you have invested in this career, this profession, and this calling. So embrace the gray ahead, break some ground rules, and grow with us. There you go. I wish you Godspeed, great outcomes, and a career that is as rewarding as the impact that you're gonna have on patients. And if you stop me at a conference or visit APTA, coffee's on me.
Thank you, Justin, for your service and dedication to APTA and to our profession, as we really highly respect the efforts being done by APTA to advocate for our profession, along with the numerous other aspects that the APTA does for us. So thank you to all the APTA staff, board of directors, academies, and everyone basically involved in all avenues APTA for all that they do. Now, up next, we have one of the most genuine, dedicated, innovative and inspirational people in the profession, as we have the one and only Greg Todd. Now, Greg has been a mentor to me, and frankly, I wouldn't have really started this podcast if it really wasn't for him. So without further ado, I present Greg Todd. Let's get it.
Physical therapy graduates, I want to congratulate you on achieving this amazing milestone in your life and getting ready to start this amazing career in the field of physical therapy. Now, here's the big thing I want you all to know as you get ready to embark on your career. There are no limits. There are no limits to the amount of money you can make. There are no limits to the amount of people that you can impact. There are no limits in the way that you can impact people with your license as a physical therapist. Please take all limitations, all preconceived notions away, and understand that there are no limits. As we go from 2019 to 2020 and beyond, understand that physical therapy is totally different than when I graduated close to 19 years ago. It's a totally different field. There are more problems, but that means that there are so many more opportunities for you. So open your mind. Allow yourself to be able to seek out the different problems that we have in healthcare and find ways to be able to solve those problems to help people. So I just want to say how proud I am of all of you, and go make your career absolutely amazing. Let's get it.
Thanks again, GT, for encouraging words and for helping PTs and PTAs win with their careers and their lives, as you have helped so many people, including myself. Now, up next, we have Dr. Barbara Sanders, who is the current president of the American Council of Academic Physical Therapy and the department chair of the Texas State University DPT program, who is really an incredible leader with a truly remarkable and distinguished service record in education. We present Dr. Barbara Sanders.
Hi, I'm Dr. Barbara Sanders. I'm chair of the Department of Physical Therapy at Texas State. I've been asked to share a little inspiration for you as you finish your academic career in physical therapy. I wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about your lifelines. And as much as most of you will agree, you've had lifelines during your educational endeavors. Most of the time, it's been your classmates or your family. So your lifelines for the future, I'm going to suggest you have two. One is your network, and the second is your mentor. You've already established a great network of your classmates, your CIs, the clinicians and faculty you've met during your journey. Keep building that network. These are the folks that you contact when you have a question, a problem, or need confirmation that you're on target. And your network continues to grow. Some people leave, some people enter. You will find your network expands every time you do a professional development course or attend a PT meeting, as you participate in community events, or even in social events. Don't count anyone out of your network, because you never can tell when you need to be able to pick up the phone and get some resource information. My network are some of my best professional colleagues that I've built over the years of my career. The second element of my lifeline has been a mentor, or actually mentors. As you think about the Homer and the stories of the Odyssey, they tell about Odysseus and Mentor. Mentor was Odysseus's teacher, guide, friend, advisor, protector. And I would suggest that your mentors fulfill all of those roles. I've had several mentors over my career. One I met when I was a senior, and that was back when I got my bachelor's in physical therapy. So we've been colleagues, friends, mentor, mentee for many, many years. Actually, I've always had him on my speed dial, so that if a question comes up, if he can't help me, he can provide me with guidance on who can, or introduce me to other people. I've also developed several other mentors during phases of my career. Many of them come. Some of them are still with me. They are trusted friends and colleagues that I can vent. I can ask for advice. I can rely on, again, to help me with those intimate concerns that I have, or guide me in the right direction, keep me on the tried and true. We all need those lifelines as we go through our careers from day one all the way through the experienced professional. So welcome to the profession. Establish your networks and establish your mentor relationships. They're important. Good luck.
Thanks, Dr. Sanders, for all that you do and for such helpful career navigating advice. And now last but certainly not least, we present the most passionate PT I have ever had the pleasure of meeting. As if you're in a course taught by this guy, I don't know how you cannot leave that class and not be super pumped about physical therapy in our profession, as he is an incredible clinician, educator, and is involved in so many amazing projects that really are pushing physical therapy version 2.0. And his work has really grown exponentially since I first met him a few years ago. Now, of course, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I present Dr. Jeff Moore.
I mean, Brandon, to me, man, I guess I say it in a lot of my classes, but I just can't imagine coming out at a more exciting time as a PT or PTA. Like, I look at where the world is going, and what's finally being appreciated and realized is the unnecessary over-medicalization of so many things that we can solve in a cost-effective manner. I mean, I see companies reaching out to physios to get them on board because they know, like, so much of our issue is unnecessary over-medicalization of musculoskeletal strains and sprains. Like, I mean, aches and pains don't need to be medicalized and over-treated and over-surgerized, and we are the perfect solution. And I look what schools are doing now. Like, I'm so proud of so many programs incorporating pain science education, incorporating a fitness-forward mentality, incorporating all the aspects that can get us to kind of de-escalate a lot of these problems, and then really coach somebody back up, not to where they were before, but to well beyond that. We're seeing physios now being in a space where just getting rid of someone's pain is not good enough. We want to prevent all of it to begin with. When they do have it, we want to get rid of it, but then load them up and make their functional capacity, utilizing barbell movements and functional fitness, to be way more than it ever was to begin with. So I guess I look now at what we're doing and where we're taking people and how many people we're taking. As population health comes on the scene, we are now being consults to work with companies that are thousands of people wide. And we're getting in there and saying, look, we can't just change pain. We can change diet, we can change stress, we can change so many different areas, sleep hygiene, and build functional fitness, and decrease symptoms, and it's all of that that is going to be the cure to the pain epidemic that is ravaging across the country. And to think that these people are coming out with a degree that has all the different components to solve all of those problems in the most pressing time, the need is the highest it's ever been, and our skill set is the best that it's ever been. So, I mean, I can't be more excited for these folks to watch what they're going to do because the timing is right and their talent is right.
Thanks again to all of our guests for taking the time out of their busy schedules to share their insight with the recently graduated physical therapist and physical therapist assistants. Now to all newer graduates, go change the world and welcome to the profession.
Access to healthcare is one of the largest issues facing both providers and patients, as millions of people worldwide lack timely and affordable access to healthcare. Anywhere Healthcare, a telehealth platform, is a simple, low-cost option for providers and patients that eliminates the barriers to access to all kinds of healthcare. To find out more, check out anywhere.healthcare, which is available in our show notes. And if you use the code HET in all caps when you email to sign up, you'll save 25% off the total cost.
Thank you for attending class today, and we hope that you learned something and gained value from the content.
If you'd like to schedule office hours with us, feel free to add us on Twitter at HET Podcast, on Instagram, HET Podcast, on Facebook, the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast, and the homepage, healthcareeducationtransformationpodcast.com.
And for those of you following along in the syllabus, extra credit can be obtained by liking us, sharing us, and leaving a review.
Let's continue our journey up Mount Educational Success as lifelong learners.